高兴今天能够来到主爱之家跟大家 一同的分享。
I'm very happy to be here to share God's message with you.
刚才芬兰姐妹提到一点的事情，我有点触动，不在我讲到的预备当中，我现在简短跟大家分享。
I was moved by Sister Finland's sharing during the worship, and I would like to use this opportunity to share a little bit.
刚提到我们本教会差不多在这边有三年的时间，也许我们会感觉我们的人数不多我们的 size 这个大小毕竟还是一个属于一个比较小型的华人教会。
She mentioned that our church was just founded for 3 years, and due to the length of time, we are still considered small, and it's a small church.
我只想鼓励大家，我在差不多二十几年前到加州去开拓教会的时候，前面两年到三年是我最痛苦的时间我有几次都觉得上帝怎么会把我丢在这个地方，然后丢在 jungle 里面。
And I would like to share with my own experience with you about 20 some odd years ago when I first went to California to found a church there. And I feel that God has deserted me and putting me in a jungle for the church size was so small for the first 2-3 years.
上个礼拜我再次听到杰克海福德牧师，就是那个 Author of the Majesty 这首歌的杰克海福德牧师，我们在田纳西听到他分享他当年他当初怎么样牧养第一间他的教会的经历。
For last week, I was able to hear a testimony given by Pastor Jack Haver, who is the one who written the song, or His Majesty. He shared about how he first pastored the very first church.
那个教会只有18个人。
The church was only consist 18 people at the time.
那么他只是被邀请来过渡时期看看有没有办法待下去。
He was only invited and asked to be the pastor as a transition pastor to see whether the church can continue to survive or not.
这个已经本身已经很困难了。
Itself was already a very difficult task.
这更困难的是他旁边有一个浸信会，那是全美国当时全美国前十大的教会。
And to make the situation even worse, the church next door is one of the biggest church at the time, one of the top 10 mega church at the time. It's a Baptist church. Was a Baptist church.
他们常常看到的就是车水马龙从他的教会开过去，去到那个教会。
All he has seen is he saw all the traffic went by of going to that church.
那么这样的心情，你设身处地是这样一个教会的牧师，你想他会有什么样一个感触？
Put yourself in his shoes. How would you feel seeing all the traffic going to another church?
只是他有一天开车过去的时候，他甚至连眼睛都不想看那个教会。
And some even he himself when he drove by his own church, he didn't even want to look at his own church.
但是他听见上帝的声音说：“你转头看。”
And yet he heard the voice from above saying, "Just turn your head."
他说：“你看看我如何爱这个教会，你看见了吗？”
And he heard a voice saying, "Do you know how much I have loved this church? Have you seen it?"
他就开始心里面就开始流露一个觉得这个教会很可爱的一种感觉。
And all of a sudden he has admiration for the church and love for the church.
后来他又开车到另外一个经过另外一个教会的时候，
As he was driving, he continued on to another passing another church.
结果他转头看另外一个教会的时候，
As he turned around to see another church,
他说奇怪，那个同样的感觉又出来了。
He said,A strange feeling, the same feeling started to stir up inside of him.
我记得在他的书里面曾经提过。
I remember he has mentioned this in his own book.
他就开始祝福这个其他的教会。
He started to bless all other churches.
希望他们的这些教会都满到没有办法。
He prayed that all the churches can be filled with people.
因为满到没有地方坐，这些人就会来到他教会。
Because when all these churches start to have overflow, all the overflowing sheep will come to his church.
你现在来洛杉矶看看他的教会。
If you now, if you go to Los Angeles and look at his church,
他的教会还是好几个 block.
His church covers a few blocks.
我只是说，哎，让我们一起经过一个困难微小，但是我们的心是非常广大的这样子一个心胸，在上帝眼前蒙他悦纳。
All I'm here is trying to encourage you. Let us, even though we are small, let us have a big heart. And we have a vision for God's kingdom.
我在来之前，我们啊、我的啊、有一个华人教会的牧师呢，碰到印尼的一个宣教士。
Before I came, a Chinese pastor he had met a pastor from Indonesia.
不是我在 local 洛杉矶的牧师呢，跟我讲他刚刚遇见一个印尼的一个宣教士，跟他们分享在印尼发生的一件事。
A local pastor in Los Angeles just shared an incident with me that he has met a pastor in Indonesia and shared of one story what happened there.
他说他们在印尼呢，带领印尼的当地人呢，教他们怎么就是用这个 micro finance 小额贷款呢，帮助他们让这些回教徒呢怎么去运作，但是同时想带他们信主。
He talked about the Christian started ministry helping those local Muslims how to manage their finance and gave seminar, hoping through the seminars and workshop can lead them to Christ.
他们带了一个年轻的弟兄信主，带了一个年轻的穆斯林信主了。
And then they happened to able to lead a Muslim come to the Lord, and this person is a young man.
然后这个穆斯林呢，告诉他妈妈以后，他们家里他妈妈非常的生气。
And as this young Christian start to share his faith to his mom, they and her family start to have a big fight. A big fuss regarding to what happened.
然后这个年轻人就出去一下。
Then this young man went out of the house.
然后回来以后。
As the young man came back to the house.
然后他妈妈说他妈妈信主了。
And he realized his mom accepted the Lord.
你知道他妈妈怎么信主呢？
Do you know how his mom accepted the Lord?
他说你刚刚出去的时候。
His mom shared, as you just went out.
耶稣从那边走进来。
Jesus came into the house.
这是我们刚刚唱的，这是我们的神。
And this is what we just sang. This is our God.
在这么困难的地方。
During a trial time.
有人愿意付代价传福音。
And some people is willing to pay the price to share the gospel.
有人愿意福音的缘故冒生命的危险。
Some people for the sake of gospel, they are even willing to risk their lives.
然后我们的上帝就会露面。
And then our God will appear and he will intervene.
所以我鼓励我们在这里主爱之家的每一位同工们。
And therefore I'm here to inspire and encourage all the members of the House of Christ's floor.
以刚才这两个见证成为我们的鼓励。
May these two testimonies I share become our encouragement.
要相信我们的上帝仍然活着，极为伟大。
Believe that our God is a mighty God. He is still living.
你现在看见的并不是真实的永恒的。
Whatever you see right now does not carry into eternity.
要相信那看不见的上帝与我们真实的同在。
Please believe the invisible God is actually here with us.
好，现在请我们大家预备我们的心，一起领受今天的信息。
May we now prepare our heart to be ready for today's message.
我们一起祷告。
May we pray.
主，愿你的灵现在在现场自由运行，向我们说话。
And Lord, may your spirit freely move among us and start to speak to us.
开启我们的心窍。
To open our hearts.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 好 ，PowerPoint.
好，我们当中多少人？我想请问一下，你多少人啊、不吃香蕉的，从来没吃过香蕉，请举下手。
I want to ask, is anyone here has never eaten banana before?
有人说这是香蕉是什么都不知道，有没有？
Maybe some people don't even know what is banana.
好的，请问你们吃香蕉怎么吃法？
Then I will ask you, how do you eat your banana?
好，剥皮这边呢？
Peel,
有没有其他意见？
Peel the skin first.
啊。
Any other?
我原来跟你一样，原来也剥皮吃的。
I was just like you. I used to eat banana without the skin.
差不多十年前有一个事情发生以后呢，我就不剥皮吃了。
However, about something has happened 10 years ago, and ever since that happened, I stopped eating banana with peeling the peel.
因为呢，有一个医学的一个专家跟我们分享健康的尝试。
Because anMedical expert, he shared his medical knowledge with us.
他说啊，香蕉最营养、最对身体最有帮助的，就是在它的皮里面。
He started saying the most nutrition part of a banana is in its peel.
他说，如果你连皮吃的话
，He said if you eat banana with its peel.
不但身体健康
，Not only it will strengthen you, give you good health，
而且排便的话，香蕉一样整整齐齐的。
And when you go to bathroom, whatever it comes out, it will just be like banana.
然后我的理性被 convinced 了。
Then I was convinced for my rational mind.
然后我的情绪也非常的激昂。
And then I was inspired emotionally.
最后我采取了意志上的决定，就开始就不剥皮吃香蕉。
And then therefore I make a determination that I will start to eat banana without peeling its peel from that moment on.
然后我有几次讲道就直接秀给大家看。
So for doing a few preaching opportunities, I ate banana in front of the congregation.
后来终于被一个人把我停下来了。
Until once a person came to me and stopped me.
他不是 came to me, 他 she is my wife.
The person is no one else but my wife.
因为我太太说你不要这样，你这样我她把我变成猴子猩猩。
My wife said, "Could you just stop doing that? You are becoming like an ape."
但是我跟大家说，一个你行为模式的改变，就好像怎么样，你不吃香蕉皮变成香蕉皮的中间刚才的经过。
What I would like to share with you that.From someone who don't eat banana peel to eating banana peel, you need to go through a process I just shared.
The behavior pattern change.
There is a behavior pattern change here.
就是你理性上面的，你能够被说服。
First, you need to be convinced through your rational reasoning.
并且你的情绪也跟得上。
And then you have an emotional.Feeling to follow.
So, 觉得 so excited.
So you feel excited.
然后你 take action.
Then you start to take action.
如果你持续吃下去，
if you persist of what you have determined,
不变成猴子也变成健康。
If you are not turning into a monkey, well, you will turn into someone who is healthy.
今天我要跟大家分享的是在尼希米记第八章，其实可以叫做水门事件。
And today I would like to share with you in the passage of Nehemiah, chapter 8. Actually, I can call this story as the Watergate.
这些事情只有上帝的大能才能够发生。
And this can only happen when God's power and intervene.
Yeah. 首先我们看圣书怎么样教化我们的理性。
And first, we need to know how can this Holy Scripture transform our rational mind.
我们来读第一节到第八节。首先第一节到第四节好了哈，或者是如果用不同的语言，我们第一节到第四节。
Let us all read together for the first four verses together.Let's all read out loud together.
That时他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。 七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前，在水门前的宽阔处，从清晨到晌午，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读这律法书，众民侧耳而听。文士以斯拉站为这事特备的木台上，马提勒、希勒加和马西亚站在他的右边，皮大亚、米沙利、马基亚、哈顺、马哈巴大拿、沙加利亚和米苏兰站在他的左边。好，我们先停这里。
So let's stop our reading right here.
这是在西元前444年被掳归回，就是一个、民族没有顺服上帝，以至于被外族掳去，然后他们的第三代被掳归回到先祖的、居住地耶路撒冷重建城墙的故事。
This is a story about 440 BC where a people has been being brought to out of their country. Their country was totally ruined, and somehow God brought them back to their original land. And this is the story about their third generation returning back to their homeland.
在千辛万苦的努力之下，终于把那个废墟的耶路撒冷的城墙重建完工。
Through a great endeavor, finally they rebuild their city in Jerusalem.
但是 这个硬体的建设并不代表一个属灵团体被上帝完整的重建。
And however, an external rebuilding does not represent they have been completely restored as God's people.
有些教会以为有了自己的建堂，把这个教堂弄得美轮美奂，人就会自己来，人家就会来自动来信奉上帝。这个不是，这个绝对不是真理。
Some church believe as long as they will have their own building, they will have a good equipment and hardware being established in the buildings, people will come automatically. I'm here to tell you, this is not the truth.
否则的话，我们看欧洲的 cathedral。这个伟大的哥德式有彩色玻璃这些教堂，你看看还剩下多少人在那边聚会。
Let's just look at all the magnificent churches, cathedral churches being built in Europe. If you look at their church right now, they probably have very few people attending the church.
但在这里，他们刚刚建了城墙，他们的好不容易安顿下来居住，但是他们做了一件事情，请通晓律法的文士以斯拉，他是一个定制考究遵行耶和华律法的这一个属灵领袖，来到他们的当中，会众当中。
As the wall just being rebuilt and restored in Jerusalem, the people asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring out the book of the law to teach them.
这群的男女从早上到中午，我们的聚会只有从11:45开始，对不对？等一下大家肚子饿了，希望能够快一点讲到短一点，然后我们等一下就赶快吃饭啊。
Those men and women, they came and attend the meetings from morning all the way from early morning until noon. Let's talk about church. We are here, perhaps worship during noontime, and we couldn't wait for the lunchtime because we are hungry.
然而这个文士以斯拉，这是一个跟尼西米 pair up 的一个属灵领袖，就好像保罗那个时候有了这个亚波罗，在当时代的他们这个恩赐互补，一同同心合意来建造神国的这样一个美好的配搭。
Now we see Ezra, who is a spiritual leader, he co-worked with Nehemiah. Both of them are working side by side asa leader pair to the people at the time, just like Paul working with Apollo in the New Testament time. They were all good teachers for the people.
所以当他们来到现场的时候，已经台子都预备好了，有跟我们现在一样有讲台，然后他那个讲台还蛮高的啊。那个时候没有麦克风，他的旁边有六位同工，他的左边六位，他的右边有七位。
So as they came to the midst of the people, the platform has already been built, so that they will be ready, even though they don't have microphone to share with the to the people. And not only that, all the co-workers are standing by. Some people on his right, some people on his left.
然后进入第五节到第八节来看他们当时发生什么事情，他们当时发生什么事情，现在就请我们大家一起站起来跟他们一起请看。
So that's start to read verse 5. At this moment, may perhaps I ask everyone to stand, just like we are behaving like what they were doing.
好，请大家站起来。
May we all stand.
你放心好了，我们不会从现在开始站到结束。
Of course, I can assure you, I'm not going to ask you to stand all the way to the end of the worship.
好，来一起来读第五到第八节，一起来。
May we all read from verse 5 to verse 8.
来，以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就站起来。以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说。阿们阿们，就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。耶稣亚巴尼斯利比亚敏亚古沙比泰何地亚马西亚基利他亚沙利亚约沙巴哈难比莱亚和利未人，使百姓明白律法，百姓都站在自己的地方，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。这里看见他们在宣讲的时候，众民是站起来的。
It talks about as he was pronouncing the law, the book of the law, all the people were standing.
当一宣告上帝的名的时候，他的百姓都把手举起来，或者面伏上帝，向神敬拜。
As he was proclaiming the name of the Lord, all people bowed their heads and praised the Lord.
所以是听到的，在当场的人，他们的心里面有一个独特的预备。
And therefore, we can say there is a preparation that has already been seated in people's heart.
然后这个传讲的不只是他一个人，而且他请他的同工在各个地方，因为当地可能因为来的人有不同的方言，也有不甚听清楚的，也不太明白的。
As we can see here, he is not the only one who was speaking. He also had his co-workers spread out people. For some people came from different places, for they need some translation due to their language barrier.
并且还要加上解释。
And in addition, there was explanation.
使所有听的人能够听得明白。
So people can understand this clearly.
好，请大家请坐。
Now you can be seated.
所以我们看见圣书怎么样开始来转化人。
So let us see how the Holy Scriptures start to transform people.
我们请看下一个 slide.
Can we go to the next slide?
所以我们可以看见，原来如果上帝的百姓要被上帝的话语得着的话，我们刚刚可以看见这有这几点。
And so if God's people need to be converted by God's word, we realize that there are a few points we need to focus on.
就是对神话语的一个恭敬。
First, we need to have a reverent heart to God's word.
而对有美好领袖的榜样。
And also there are good leaders who are setting good examples.
当时有清晰的讲解。
And in addition, there are clear explanations of the word.
我在两个礼拜前在洛杉矶有一个教会讲到。
About 2 weeks ago, I preached in a church in Los Angeles.
他们有个习惯。
They have a practice.
就是在听到以前全部站起来。
That is, they all need to stand up before the sermon.
然后一起攻读使徒信经。
And they all need to recite the Saint's Decree.
Apostle Creed.
Apostle Creed.
这个你们明白吧？
Do you know such practice? Do you know Apostle Creed?
我信上帝。
I believe God.
创造天地万物的主。
Who created the heavens and the earth？
等等等等。
And so on.
对。然后他们每一次都站起来读。
So every week they all stand up and recite Apostle Creed.
但是我相信。
And however, I believe.
他们并没有多少人真的听到心里面去。
Very few people actually take those words into their heart.
因为他根本不知道这个教会只要来了以后就大家一起攻读坐下，没有什么人真正的为他们解释中间发生了什么事。
Because when people come, they recite and they sit down, and no one actually explained the meaning of Apostle Creed.
他们也不知道这个 Apostle Creed 是用鲜血流出来以后才留下来的重要的基督徒的信念信条。
They didn't know people pay by the price of their life in order to preserve this decree and pass on to generations and generations.
这一个的信念信条是在初代教会，是因为是当时候是地下教会是被迫害的，是在秘密结社，然后谁能够来自己承认是基督徒呢，他们就一起来宣告我个人的信仰是冒着生命危险来宣告，这就是我所信的。
The birth of Apostle Creed began during the time of early church. At the time, churches are considered illegal, so people meet underground.In order to identify whether you are a true Christian or not, you need to proclaim the Apostle Creed in order to identify yourself.
我相信坐在那边站起来听念这个使徒信经的绝大部分是有口无心的。
I believe many people who stood up and recite Apostle Creed had no idea what was in it.
可是我在我的脑海中间，我相信在当年罗马斗兽场把基督徒喂狮子的时候。
And however, I remember the early church time, when Christians were sent to lion's den under the regime of Roman Empire.
他们可能几十人说我们是基督徒，他们说你们的再不否认基督，现在就喂狮子。
I can imagine all the Christians stood up saying, "We are Christians."And the government leaders keep saying, threaten them, if you continue to admit you're a Christian, I'm going to send you to lion's den.
他们就在那个现场被锁链锁住的时候，我相信他们一面放狮子，这一群人就一起背诵使徒信经。
I believe as those Christians were chained in the middle of Colosseum, as people ready to release the lions to attack them, they were all standing there and proclaimed Apostle Creed.
我信上帝。
I believe God.
创造天地万物的主。
Who created heavens and the earth.
这不是他们听人家要背出来的东西。
This is not something they have heard from someone.
这是他们用生命当场向所有人的宣告出来的。
But a testimony of life, a proclaiming to all the people at the time.
并且是他们清晰确信这是他们所信的。
And this is their conviction.
这也应当是我们今天对于圣经、对于真道的了解。
And this should be the understanding and attitude for all of us towards God's word.
只是当时尼西米的当时这个时代的老百姓。
And however, at the time of Nehemiah,
他们能够站在这边这么想要听上帝的道。
They were eager to hear God's word at the time.
因为他们还有一个条件。
Because there is another condition.
因为他们经过了历史惨痛的教训。
Because they have been through the pain of their history as a people.
几百年来违背上帝，最后被这个国破家亡的历史教训，惨痛的教训，使得他们现在能够把这个话听到心里面。
For hundreds of years, they rebelled against God, and they were cast out of their homeland, and now they are able to return back to the land God has promised them.
也许我们有的时候是比较很容易 copy 人家的 formality, 说哦，那个、当时候你看他们找了这个几千人聚会，然后找一个很会讲圣经的人，然后弄个台子弄得很高，然后再站上去，这边有六个，这边有七个，然后去讲解，你以为 在今这个时代就会产生教会的大复兴吗？
Perhaps some people say that copy whatever has been written before, that has built up a high platform, have invite a very good speaker, and we have co-workers, six on his left, six on his right, and if we can do all of this and build up this environment, we can attract people to come.
其实我相信只会对习以为常的人觉得，哦，不过又请了一个有名的讲员来了而已。
And actually, to many, this is just a same old trick. We just invite another good speaker. That's all.
因为真道的产生的产生的影响，不只是一个在传讲的人、传讲的环境而已。
Because a truth is delivered, it's not depending merely on the environment setting.
也在乎这个所有 people of God 在什么样一种的 condition 之下，他能够专注的将上帝的真道放在心里面。
It also matters on the condition of the people, whether they are ready to receive God and put God's word into their heart.
但是真正的原因是当时候有上帝大能的感召。
And however, the true reason of this is because of the inspiration and calling of the Lord happened at that time.
所以我们再看一下 next slide, 圣书怎么样教化我们的理性。
So we need to focus on the next point is how does Holy Scripture convert and convict our mind?
如果我们有一个敬虔的属灵教导的环境，
If we have a pious environment to teach us God's word,
也有敬虔的内心的预备，
And we also have prepared our heart,
因此我们能够认识上帝，
So that we can come and know God,
认识上帝的性情，
We can understand His character,
然后学习自己应当如何的去活，
Then we will teach ourselves and know how to live accordingly.
但是只是 however, 光是如此是不够的。
And however, it is not enough.
一个转变的认知只是靠 information 的同意是不够的。
If your transformation was determined by the addition of knowledge, it's not enough.
如果够的话，你发一些这个教材给大家回去读就好了。
If this is the case, we only need to send out a handout for people to read at home, and this will be done.
尤其 IBM 的人都够聪明了。
Especially all those people who work in IBM, we are all the manual readers.
大家拿到的 degree 已经够多了。
We all obtain a very high degree.
这再多一个 degree 对你也不难了。
It's not hard for us to get another degree.
只是有很多 degree 不见得有 temperature.
However, some of those knowledge and degree may not carry temperature.
有没有人拿过 traffic ticket?
Have you ever received traffic ticket ever?
哎呀，我看到有些家人都举手了啊，不好意思啊，我也是啊。
I see not only people raising their hand, but also my own family member. Yes, me too. I have gotten traffic ticket.
我都有时候几次不小心警察来了。
Sometimes I was negligent and a police came.
那时候他说你知不知道你刚刚搞错了
？And he said to me.Didn't you know you made the wrong turn?
你知不知道你错了？
Do you know you have made mistake?
你也许觉得冤枉，觉得要 argue， 也许就是说 OK。
Perhaps you feel you're wrong and you start to argue, or you just admit it.
你也知道有法律跟他 argue， 你倒霉。
And you realize there's no point of arguing with the police officer.
所以我这通常都很酷，蛮酷的。
And therefore, by this understanding, I always behave very cool before the officer.
他要 ID 给他 insurance 给他。
So when he asked for ID, I gave him the ID. When he asked.Insurance, I give him insurance card.
这个 information 告诉我错了，没有 emotion 的。
So all this information I'm receiving carry no temperature.
只有当我打电话回家告诉我太太的时候。
Only at the moment when I call my wife and inform her what happened.
我说居生，我跟你讲。
And I say, Julia, let me tell you.
我真是对不起。
I'm sorry.
我刚才发生了什么事？
What had happened to me?
他说，那你觉得这个要多少钱呢？
And she said, well, then how much you need to pay?
是大概可能$200多。
I said, well, it's not much, just $200.
那时候心里，我的情感上觉得对家人何等的对不起。
And at the time, I have an emotion. I feel sorry for what I have done to my own family.
所以我告诉你 ，information 对我们并不代表不告诉我们知道对和错，并如果没有进到我们的情绪情感里面，我上帝对你我的转化还没有真正达到啊、这个完整呢。
So if you are just at the information level, knowing what's right and wrong of God's command, that's not enough. God's message hasn't penetrated and changed you completely.
因为耶稣说，他说我对你们吹笛，你们不跳舞。
For Jesus say, when I'm here, you did not you were not happy and dance. And when I play flute, you did not dance.
Hey, by the way, 以后这边的 melody, 这边的歌词和这边的鼓，如果是该跳舞，请你跳舞好吗？
By the way, if the melody here, the rhythm here is supposed to be a dancing rhythm, may I ask you dance, please?
然后说，但是耶稣说，我对你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
And Jesus say, when I'm sorrow, you were not weeping.
我觉得耶稣他在面对什么人啊？
And you know, I sometimes feel what type of people Jesus was talking to.
Oh, 我想大概是 IBM 的吧。
I feel perhaps they are IBMers. No feeling.
所以否则啊，如果我们在这个没有进到我们的灵修，或者是听到没有进到我们的情感里面的话，这个无情的知识呢，跟那个冷漠无知是没有两样的。
And therefore, as we study God's word, if the word itself carry no temperature into our lives, perhaps it has carry no effect.
所以我们还要看圣书怎么转化我们的情感。
And therefore, we need to talk about how does Holy Scripture speak to our heart.
好，我们这部分只有四节。我们来看圣书转化我们的情感第九节到第十二节，我们一起来读。
Let us continue to read verse 9 to verse 12.
来，省长尼西米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的利未人，对众民说：今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。这是因为众民听见律法书上的话，都哭了。又对他们说：你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的，就分给他。因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁。因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。于是利未人使众民静默说：今日是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁。众民都去吃喝，也分给人，大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。所以这群听到的人听到这些分享的时候，他们猛然觉悟，明白历史上以及他们现今处的环境是事出有因。
All of a sudden, people realize they are where they are. It's because of there something has happened caused where they are today.
是罪有应得，懊悔忧伤。
It's because of what they have done, the sin they have committed, and therefore they mourn and confess.
So, word of God, 当 confront 我们的时候，我们会因为忧伤而哭泣。
And therefore, when the word of God confront us, we will start to weep.
他们另外在同时，因为回到了他们的信仰的根，回到了怜悯慈爱的上帝面前拯救他们，他们知道了来龙去脉，也知道上帝的美意。因为这样的安慰而喜乐。
And because they return back to the root of their faith, they understand how God has treated them, and they realize because of God, now they have returned back to their homeland, and they start to have joy.
如果你的信仰都是只有在 information, 你知道知道听到听到，但是从来没有被光照，我在说无论你信主多少年日，你只有听到但是没有被光照的话。
If your faith in the Lord stay at the information level, at the head knowledge, has never reached into your heart, let me tell you where your state is.
就是照了一个镜子，没有看到自己长得非常难看，看到了就想去教人家，这是非常可怕，非常令人担心的事。
Just like a person, when a person look in the mirror and starts want to teach how a person should look and never realize how ugly he or herself is, and this is very dangerous.
所以让我们不是一个信仰的每个礼拜天或者读经是礼拜五的查经，是增加自己的知识，其实是应该增加自己对于上帝的情感。
And let us not just focus on head knowledge, perhaps on Friday Bible study, make sure we're not just there to gain head knowledge, but to have a true heart conversion, to truly be moved by the Lord.
因为这个真正情感被触动的人，他不会是无动于衷的。
Because if a heart has been touched by God, this person has emotion.
我们接着紧看刚才这三节四节给我们什么样的看见。
And let us continue on what we can learn from the three, four verses.
转化我们的情感。首先是良心感情的激动。
First, our conscience will be inspired and moved by God's word.
忧伤痛悔的哭泣。
And then we will have a contrite heart.
蒙恩回归的喜乐。
And we have a joy of returning back home.
所以当我们读到圣经的时候，让圣灵来触摸我们的情感，所以我们要 pick up 当时候我们内心的感触。
And therefore, as we're reading the Bible, let us pay attention to the move of Holy Spirit and realize God is speaking to our emotion as well.
如果我们都停在脑袋里面的这个分析的话，
If we stay in our head knowledge and we start to analyze God's word only,
我们并没有让上帝的话进到我们内心来掌管我们这个人。
We did not allow God's word to penetrate into our heart to have He's governing of us as a person.
我在一个月前做了一个奇怪的梦。
About a month ago, I dreamed a strange dream.
我在梦里面，我接到一个信封，这个信封打开，里面只有几个字 ：You are fired.
And my dream is I receive an envelope, and once I open the envelope, there is only a few words on the letter. It says, "You are fired."
不过我想这个对 IBM 的工作人来说， 这个不叫异梦，这个 是好像天天都有这个梦。
But to me, this is not a dream or vision. To IBMers, I believe this is something real.
所以说，哎，牧师也会做这个梦。
And you may say, how can a pastor dream such a dream?
所以我那个我在梦里说，哇 ，I'm fired. 但是我又没有替什么公司工作，我说被 fired 就被 fired 嘛，我还去做我原来的事嘛。
And when I receive a letter, I start to wonder, well, I'm not working for any company. How can I receive such a letter? Then I decide I will continue on to do whatever I was doing.
这件事藏在我心里面，总共就藏了也不超过一天。
And this thing has been hitting in my heart. However, it didn't last for more than 24 hours.
因为晚上我就跟太太讲说，哎，我跟你讲，今天早上我做一个怪梦。
And I couldn't hold, so I shared with my wife, saying, well, do you know, I dreamed a very strange dream this morning.
我说我被 fired.
I say, I have a vision dream saying I was fired.
他说我跟你讲，我今天才知道我们一个好朋友，他的儿子是个 young adult, 才被知道昨天被 notified 他被 fired.
And she said, wow, I just realized a very good friend of ours, their son, a young man, was just being fired yesterday.
这个年轻人呢，跟我们中间很多年轻人一样，他小时候在教会长大，等到长到他十几岁，高中的时候，他就不来教会了。
This young man, just like many of us who grew up in the church, and however, during his teenage year, he stopped going to church.
爸爸妈妈跟他说：“你要记得读圣经，你要去教会。”我跟你讲，免谈了。
And the parents keep saying to him, saying, "Well, you know, you need to have a regular Bible reading. Then forget about it. This is impossible."
他已经二十六七岁了。
Now he is in his twenties, 26, 27.
所以我就跟他妈妈讲说，你问问他儿子 愿不愿意，他说 他心情非常糟糕，他妈妈也非常的愁苦，他们家是单亲的家庭，所以 我说如果他愿意，我 愿意陪他谈一下。
And therefore I talked to his mom saying, are you willing to talk to your son? If he's willing, I'm willing to talk to him.For he grew up in a single parent family.
因为我觉得那个梦不是对我的，可能是对这个孩子的。
Because I realized this dream, the dream I just dreamed, perhaps it's not a message for me, but a message for that young man.
所以那个男孩子坐下来，他就跟我分享，他说这一个礼拜是他真的 so terrible 的事情，他怎么样的 make mistake, 怎么样 做不对的事情，被公司炒鱿鱼以外，他还有其他的事情，他说每一天年轻人能够发生的坏事情都发生。
So as this depressed young man sat before me, he started to rumbling on of all the mistakesHe has made during this week. He shared that he not only been fired by the company, he has also made all types of mistakes a young man could possibly do. And he continued on, gave me a whole list of wrong things he has done.
就是说他做的那个错事情呢，一个一个都被 review 出来，一天一个，一天一个。
And all the wrong things he has done start to review one after another.Each single day.
我看着他的时候带着一个好像爸爸的这样一个慈爱来安慰他，来鼓励他。
When I look at this young man, I start to comfort him, encourage him as a father to the young man.
他的眼睛里面一直充满了泪水。
And I see there are tears filled in his eyes.
我跟他说，孩子，你在这个时候上帝给你 review 这些事情，是要你将来成为一个正直有为的年轻人，你现在年轻的时候知道这些事情，赶快改正，对你将来都是有美好的祝福的。
And I say to this young man, child, you know the reason why all of whatever you have done start to reveal is because God is trying to help you, trying to build you up, giving you a lesson. So for that, he is going to build you as aman of integrity in the future.
我说你能不能再回到教会去？
And I say to this young man, would you consider to return back to the church?
然后我们有个祷告，然后就结束了。
Then we had some prayer, then that was the end of the meeting.
过了一个多礼拜，有人告诉我说他已经开始回到教会去了。
And after more than a week, someone told me that he returned back to the church.
谁不知道上帝存在呢？谁不知道我们应该 过一个正直的人生，或者有正常的教会生活呢？
Didn't people know there's a God in this world? Didn't we know that God asked us to be a man of integrity and to be an upright person?
但是只有这个 moment, 只有这个 moment, 一个人的情绪、情感被触摸的时候，这个教导能够进到他里面去了。
However, there's only some particular moment the word of God can have a penetrating effect into people's being.
所以让圣道进到我们，转化我们的情感。 Next slide, please.
And therefore we need to ask Holy Scripture to do his transforming job into our emotion and heart.
但是上圣书、圣道、信息、读经、等等，转变我们的情绪还是不够的。
And however, just having head knowledge and heart transformation is not enough.
因为我看过有些人他天生就非常的有情感 emotional.
Because I know some people was born with full of emotion.
这叫他悔改，他常常都出来痛哭流涕。
And whenever I made a calling, those people will always come and weep and confess.
但他走了以后，他又是一条好汉。
And however, once they leave church, they came back to their old self.
他回去，他并没有一个 duration, 一个 last long enough 的一个 behavior 的 change.
Once they went back to their home, they don't have a long-lasting change and behavior pattern change in their life.
因为还有其他的事情会影响他的理智，也会影响他的 emotion.
Because there are something else in his circumstances will continue to affect his mind and his emotion.
所以我们来看下一个，就是让圣经，让上帝的话语还要改变我们的意志，改变我们的意志。
And therefore, the following step is that we need to let the Holy Scripture.And change and convict our will.
好，我们接着在有六节把它读完。
And we will continue to read the following six verses.
次日，众民的族长、祭司和利未人都聚集到文士以斯拉那里，要留心听律法上的话。他们见律法上写着，耶和华借摩西吩咐以色列人，要在七月节祝棚，并要在各城和耶路撒冷宣传报告说，你们当上山将橄榄树、野橄榄树、番石榴树、棕树和各样茂密树的枝子取来，照着所写的搭棚。于是百姓出去取了树枝来，个人在自己的房顶上，或院内，或神殿的院内，或水门的宽阔处，或以法莲门的宽阔处搭棚。到从被掳之地归回的全会众就搭棚住在棚里。从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候直到这日，以色列人没有这样行，于是众人大大喜乐。从头一天直到末一日，以斯拉每日念神的律法书，众人守节七日，第八日照例有筵宿会。原来当这些听到的人，居然他们正刚刚好，他们好死不死，七月份的时候，请文士以斯拉读经，居然读到一个说，七月份 supposedly 应当做什么。
And those people who assembled together and listened to Ezra as he was teaching, and they realized the time they were assembling together was on the seventh month, and realized that there was actually some instruction regarding to the seventh month in the book of the law.
原来在以色列人离开埃及，还没有进到迦南美地，在旷野的时候，耶和华神透过摩西交代他们。
As Israelites were delivered from the land of Egypt, as they were traveling into the land of desolation, in the desert place, God instructed them some instruction at the time.
就是当你们进 settle down 以后，你们不要忘掉当年全能的上帝怎么带领你们，因此你们要有一段时间住在棚子里面，不要再在屋子里面，以至于可以亲身感受到上帝当年怎么样神奇性的全能的带领你们的先祖进入这一块的应许之地。
The instruction says, please remember how God has brought you out of the land of Egypt and send you into the promised land. And therefore, once you settle down in the promised land, you need to set some time in a year and practice that you need to live in a condition like a temporary shelter in order to remember what God has done for you for your deliverance.
他们突然发现一件事情。
All of a sudden, they realize,
原来我们的祖宗从来没有顺服过这一个命令。
They all of a sudden they realize all their ancestors has never obeyed and followed this instruction all the years when they were in promised land.
所以他说 now, today, let's do it.
And they all of a sudden, they all proclaim, let's do it today.
Let's today be the first day or they follow the instruction of the Lord.
让我们今天就成为这一天我们可以顺服神所教导我们的旨意，
而且他不是有一天，而且他持续第二天、第三天、第四天、第五天、第六天、第七天、第八天。
Not only just one day, it continues on to day two, day three, day four, until 8 days.
产生一个改革的一个大的复兴。
It starts to have a transforming effect and revolution their culture right there.
所以我们来看一下这个圣书感化我们的意志。Next slide.
So how does the Holy Scripture change our mind and will?
也就是我们立志立刻的采取行动。
That is, once we hear the word, we must make an immediate action, a prompt action.
就是我们中间今天在这边听到的。
And just like all of us who are hearing God's word right here today.
我们不要成为一个专业的听到的。
Let us not turn into a professional sermon listener.
而是成为一个 practitioners, 去实践的。
But more like a practitioners that we want to follow and practice God's word.
而且是天天持续的。
And not only that, we persist doing God's instruction daily.
如果一个家庭是这样子的持续下去，
Can you imagine if a family start to practice God's word daily and persistently?
然后很多家在主爱之家这个大家庭里面，很多家都持续这样子的委身行动的话，
Then many families one by one they continue to practice God's word in the house of Christ's love.
我相信将会有一个属灵的 复兴会从这里出现。
I believe it will bring down a spiritual revival starting with God's family right here.
所以圣书感化了我们的意志。
And therefore the Holy Scripture transform our will.
Yeah, 有没有的、
And convict our will.
好，今天要跟大家分享什么？
So what I'm going to share with you today.
圣书教化使得我们的理性能够明白圣经到底说什么。
The Holy Scripture will transform our rational mind and let us understand what the Holy Scripture is actually talking about.
但是让我们中间的 engineer 不要停在你只是 analytical understanding.
However, all the engineers here, let us not stay at the analytical stage.
然后就开始去教别人。
And then we couldn't wait and we start to want to teach others.
不是要让我们的情绪情感被上帝光照，无论是忧伤无论是喜乐，让我们的情绪被上帝所整个拥有。
We need to go to the next step. We need to allow God's word to penetrate our heart, enlighten our emotion and change our feeling so that our whole person can be transformed.
然后我们的意志采取行动。
Then we set our will to take action.
如果你做丈夫的，你看到圣经上面怎么光照你，你有什么感触吗？如果你是做妻子的，看到圣经上面怎么光照你，你有什么感触吗？如果你是个个人，是个 employee， 是个同工，当圣经光照你的时候，你有什么感触吗？
Were you touched, to your heart when you read about how a husband is supposed to be if you're a husband?If you're a wife, when you read this Holy Scripture teaching what a wife's supposed to be, do you have a feeling? Do you have a response? If you're an employee, were you inspired and have a piercing feeling of the word?
如果圣经上面告诉我们我们口舌的犯罪将会有什么样的结局的时候，你有什么感触吗？
When you read the word, when we sin on our lips, we will have certain consequences.Do you have a feeling regarding to the instruction?
如果有这个 feeling, 你会采取一个意志上的决定说我要采取行动做 certain 的改变吗？
If you have a response from your feeling and emotion, would you take the next step and to set your will say, I'm going to determine to take action?
因为上帝的话原本要转变我们的理智、情感以及意志。
Because God's word is intent to change our rational mind, our emotional heart, and change our will.
我们愿意被他如此，才算真正的降服。
Only if we're willing to submit his action, we can call this submission.
我是出生在台湾。
I was born in Taiwan.
我在台湾的时候。
When I was in Taiwan.
我其实不是一个很跟着流行走的人。
I won't consider myself as a person who follow fashion.
但是有一件事情，只要这个东西一流行，我都会有我的份。
And however, if there is something in particular field, if it become a fashion, I will definitely go participate.
那就是流感，流行性感冒。
That is, I will catch the common cold.
那个什么什么病都我都很容易一年不知道生了多少次病。
I always got sick. Every year.
其实我生多少次病我自己都不清楚，其实最清楚是坐在那边是我妈，她最清楚啊。
Actually, I couldn't count how many times I got sick, in a year. I can count on one person who understand how, remember how much I got sick. It's my mom who's sitting there.
我还记得有一次，五六月份，我还穿着夹克，夹克里面还有毛。
I still remember in May or June, I still wearing a thick jacket, and there were fur inside of the jacket.
只是十几年前发生一件事情改变了我。
And however, more than 10 years ago, a few decades ago, something has happened which changed me.
有一次我听了张伯利牧师的讲道。
Once I heard a sermon preached by Pastor Zhang Boli.
他讲到他那个时候在六四民运的时候，他逃到黑龙江，又从黑龙江里面又逃到苏俄，又逃回来 back and forth， 在那个很冷很大雪的中间。
He talked about his journey when he escaped from the June 4th regime in China. He escaped from Beijing to all the way to northern China and go through Heilongjiang province.
对，在黑龙江他最后被大雪淹没，已经人都没有什么意识，最后被农家用那个铲子不小心勾把他勾出来，他才活过来。
And he was talking about he escaped first to Russia and returned back to Heilongjiang province, and he was hidden in a very under a very cold condition, and he was hidden under, it was covered by the snow and hay, and he was discovered by a peasant when the peasant tried to pick up the hay and snow using the fork. And then he was dragged out from the snow.
那天听完道以后，我回家以后，我非常的心灵非常的激动。
And after hearing that message, I was deeply moved even after I went home.
我也想到中国去宣教。
I say one day I really desire to go to China to do my to do the mission work.
但是按照我这个身体，不要说到东北去。
But when I look at myself, my physical condition, not to mention about going to northern China.
我说不定到北京也不行啊。
I probably even have trouble when I go to Beijing.
虽然我在 New Jersey 住过。
Even though I live in New Jersey before.
但我已经住在洛杉矶已经住了好多年了。
However, I have been living in Los Angeles for so many years.
但是我那个时候我在家里，我还记得我在那边考虑了一个小时以后，我心里面不能停止，我做了一个决定。
And I was quite struggling in my mind after hearing the message. I was struggling about more than 1 hour in my house. Then I made the decision.
我从那一天开始就洗冷水澡。
From that day on, I decided to take cold shower every single day.
不管它是夏天，不管是冬天。
No matter during summertime or winter season.
不管我是在美国还是在这个安徽河南或者是山东。
No matter I'm in US or any place, any province in China.
我要训练我自己。
I need to train myself.
以至于我将来可以到东北传道。
So that one day I can be prepared to go to northern China to preach the gospel.
并且在二月份的时候，在户外非常冷的时候，我也跳下去游泳。
And even during the time of February, I jump into swimming pool and swim.
如果不是那一篇的道，
if not because of the sermon I heard on that day.
如果不是我在心中的激动一直不能停下来，
if I wasn't being stirred by my own emotion after hearing the word.
你如果不是我的意志告诉我说我应该要采取行动来做自我的改变。
If I didn't set my mind and will myself to follow up and take action.
我到后来真的到了黑龙江。
At the end, truly I went to Heilongjiang province.
那个时候在户外20°C, -20°C, 我在户外。
That was below zero Fahrenheit at the time.
20,
I was outside, which is zero, below zero Fahrenheit.
哎呀， 在那个户外，我还帮人家推车，因为车子抛锚了。
And at the time, I started to push cars for someone because the car was out of order, and I was doing it outside.
然后发现也没有什么感觉。
I feel fine.
我感觉到上帝因着这样已经预备了我。可以到更北边的地方来传扬福音。
And all of a sudden, I realized God has prepared me to go even further north China to preach His gospel.
我现在已经变得非常的不流行了。
And now I no longer catch on the fashion of this world.
我现在两三年都没有感冒过一次。
That is the fashion of cold. I seldom get cold anymore.
我只是跟大家分享。
All I want to share is
让上帝的道改变我们的理智、情感，并且意志。
Let Holy Scripture change our mind, change our emotion, and our will.
无论今天刚才上帝跟你说什么
，No matter what God has spoken to you in the past hour,
让它深化在你的心里面。
May His word internalize you as a person.
我该灵修的灵修。
Whoever decides that you need to have a better devotion time, go ahead, do devotion.
该祷告的祷告。
Those who say want to pray more, go ahead, pray more.
该道歉的道歉。
Whoever you say you have wronged someone, go ahead and apologize.
该悔改的悔改。
Whoever say I need to repent, go ahead and repent.
以至于你每一次来这边听到你的生命都在改变中。
So that whenever you are here to hear God's word, your life will be changed little by little.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一起站起来。
How about let's all stand and pray together?
主，愿你自己的圣灵向我们个人说话。你知道我们众人心，或男或女，或老或少，或坐在前面，或坐在后面。主啊，心里面在想什么都你都知道。主啊，你借着 你仆人的话，你自己触摸。主啊，该如何的如何，主啊，你都知道。主啊，我们现在就求主将我们整个会众，包括我自己都带到你跟前。主啊，不独在乎言语，在乎圣灵和你大能的名证，触摸人心，做改变的工作。主啊，我们求主带来 transformation。Not only the rational, the mind get transformed, but also the emotion and the will.
And Lord, you know all of us. Now we are standing before you. You know our condition. You know what we are struggling with. Those people who are standing in front or in the back, no matter they are women, they are men, they are young or old, you know our condition. May your Holy Scripture and your Holy Spirit move and change us and come before you and we confess. May you change us so we can make a determination to make a change in our life.
说除去那个 dullness, 除了那个除去那个属灵的那个麻痹那个属灵的瞎眼，主我们现在求主深深触摸我们在里面的人，真正面对面遇见你，除去各样的虚假，除去的自以为义或自以为明白。主啊，我们求主怜恤我们，谢谢主。
And Lord, may you remove the falsehood, the pretending, and blindness of our spiritual being. And Lord, may you remove all this and change us. And Lord, your Holy Spirit start to move among us, and we're willing to be changed.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.